we discussed earlier in the year that you were expecting this shift away from the West Coast to the East Coast, partly because we had the PMA and the ILWU union agreement finished on June the 30th. There's still negotiations going on about this dock worker agreement between the two parties. But in the meantime, we've seen that shift of traffic and ships to the East Coast. How did that impact your planning, and how is it impacting planning now?
So really starting just after Chinese New Year, but picking up in April and May, I think there was just a general people who utilized the rail and the ports on the West Coast were just kind of disgruntled. Containers weren't being processed. There were over 100 boats parked off the West Coast. And with the addition of the uncertainty of that ILWU negotiation, I think they just sort of had it and started making decisions to route that product through the U.S. East Coast gateways. Now, the East Coast gateways, the infrastructure in terms of capacity isn't the same as the West Coast. So you started to see things like buildup of containers in Savannah, buildup of vessels waiting to get in Savannah, and then buildup of vessels waiting to get in Norfolk and Charleston. It actually got so bad at one point that steamship lines were rerouting vessels away from Charleston. Some instances while they were underway, because the terminals there were so many containers because truckers weren't able to pull them out because of chassis issues. There were so many boxes there that it made sense to go to a place like Savannah first. The congestion is really, it's almost as if you picked up all of the problems on the West Coast last year in congestion waiting for boats to get in, congestion in the terminals, chassis shortages and chassis problems, trucker shortages, picked all of those different things up and plunked them down on the East Coast. That's exactly what they're dealing with now. And in terms of planning, it's incredibly uncertain. And a lot of that has to do with these delays. They can add, 6 to 8 weeks in some cases, unforeseen because of these problems. So it's a remarkably difficult problem to address.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.